You ever think about those pre-flight safety demonstrations they do on airplanes? You know, the whole seatbelt, oxygen, mask routine. Most people tune it out, right? But today's deep dive might make you pay a little closer attention next time. We're going deep on Continental Express Flight 2574, a story that proves even a routine flight can turn tragic in an instant.
What's fascinating about this case is that it goes way beyond a simple mechanical failure. We're talking human error, systemic issues, and the kind of flawed safety culture that can lead to disaster.
Okay, so buckle up because we're about to unpack a tragedy. Our source is a gripping piece from Aviation Maintenance magazine called Shift Change Tragedy, and it gets into the nitty-gritty of what went wrong. Imagine this: September 11th, 1991, Continental Express Flight 2574, an Embraer 120 Brasilia, cruising from Laredo to Houston. 14 souls on board, two pilots, a flight attendant, and 11 passengers, probably just thinking about landing, grabbing their bags, going about their day.
It seems so routine, right? But mid-flight, the unimaginable happens. The plane violently breaks apart. Eyewitnesses on the ground reported seeing a fireball, then the aircraft spiraling down towards a Texas cornfield.
Just hearing that sends chills down my spine. Can you imagine witnessing that, knowing there were people on board?
A stark reminder of how quickly things can change. Thankfully, the black boxes were recovered quickly, and they painted a pretty grim picture of those final moments. Mechanical failures, the sounds of chaos in the cockpit, and then that final terrifying descent.
This is where the real detective work begins, right? The article talks about the National Transportation Safety Board, the NTSB, and their job of piecing together what happened.
Exactly. The NTSB investigators are like the forensic teams you see on those crime shows, meticulously analyzing every piece of evidence, every witness statement, every maintenance log. And in this case, the way the wreckage was scattered was a major red flag.
It says here they found the plane's horizontal stabilizer. That's the part of the tail that sits horizontally, right?
Right, like a smaller wing on the back. They found it far from the main wreckage, which is really unusual. Usually, a plane breaks apart closer to the point of impact. Finding the stabilizer so far away was a sign that something had gone seriously wrong long before the plane hit the ground.
So the tail falling off first, not a good sign, but it gets even wilder. Apparently, they discovered that 47 screws were missing screws that were supposed to be holding a critical part of that tail section together.
47 screws gone.
Yeah.
No evidence of damage, no sign they were ever installed after routine maintenance the night before the flight. It's almost
Right,
unbelievable.
hold on. You're telling me 47 screws were just missing. How is that even possible?
It's the question everyone was asking, and this is where the investigation starts to uncover a cascade of errors, miscommunications, and systemic issues.
It says here that the de-icing boots on the plane's tail were being replaced the night before the crash. Seems pretty standard, right?
Should've been. But here's the catch. The maintenance happened during a shift change. According to the investigation, the team that started the work didn't properly brief the team that took over. Incomplete paperwork, skip briefings, the whole nine yards.
So not just one person messing up, but a whole series of missteps.
Exactly. And unfortunately, aviation is an industry where even small oversights can have catastrophic consequences.
Like forgetting 47 screws.
It's almost unfathomable, isn't it? And this is where we get into this concept of normalization of deviance, something you should care about, even if you're not a pilot or mechanic.
All right, I'm intrigued. What's normalization of deviance, and what does it have to do with 47 missing screws?
Okay, let's unpack this normalization of deviance thing. It sounds like a fancy term, but it boils down to this. We get so used to doing things a certain way, even if they're a little off, that we start to think it's normal.
Think of it like a shortcut you take to work every day. At first, you might feel a little guilty, but after a while, it becomes routine. You might even think, everyone else does it, so it must be fine. Except in the case of an airplane, that shortcut could be a missing screw, or a skipped safety procedure, or even a half-hearted maintenance briefing.
Exactly. The article mentions that this wasn't the first time they found evidence of normalization of deviance on this particular aircraft. There were a couple of previous incidents where procedures weren't followed to the letter, where corners were cut. It's like there was a pattern developing.
Like everyone just got used to being a little lax.
Right. And that's where the concept of safety culture comes into play. You can have all the rules and regulations in the world, but if the people working under those rules don't genuinely believe in them, don't prioritize safety above everything else, they're likely to slip up.
So it's not just about rules, but about the mindset of the people working within those rules.
Exactly. Continental Express, at the time of this accident, didn't seem to have a strong safety culture. It was almost as if they were prioritizing efficiency and cost-cutting over safety.
Yeah.
This accident became a stark example of what happens when safety culture is neglected. It's a chilling reminder that safety isn't something you can just assume will happen. It's something you have to work at, something you have to cultivate.
So we've got missing screws, skipped briefings, a pattern of cutting corners, but it gets even more complicated, right?
It does. There was another layer to this story, another voice in the investigation that really shook things up.
Wait a minute. So it's not just about the mechanics and the maintenance team.
It's deeper than that. This is where things get really interesting.
Tell me more. Who was this other voice?
This dissenting opinion came from Dr. John K. Lauber, who was an NTSB board member at the time. He was a leading expert in human factors, the way humans interact with technology and systems.
Human factors. So he wasn't just looking at the technical details of the crash.
Right. He was looking at the bigger picture. Lauber argued that this wasn't simply a case of a few mechanics making mistakes. He saw it as a systemic failure that started at the very top of Continental Express. He believed their management had created an environment where this type of tragedy was almost inevitable.
Wow. So he was basically blaming the company's culture.
That was his argument. Huh? He pointed to the pattern of cutting corners, the disregard for procedures, the lack of oversight. He believed that these weren't isolated incidents, but symptoms of a deeper problem within the company's culture.
That's a bold statement to make, especially considering dissenting opinions from NTSB board members are rare.
Incredibly rare. Yeah. They only happen when a board member feels strongly that the majority report isn't showing the whole picture. Lauber clearly felt that way, which speaks volumes.
So it wasn't just about blaming individuals. It was about acknowledging the organization's role in all of this.
Precisely. And that's an important distinction to make. Even the most well-intentioned people can make mistakes, especially when they're working within a system that tolerates or even encourages shortcuts.
And that brings us right back to safety culture, doesn't it?
It does. Lauber's dissenting opinion was a wake-up call for the entire aviation industry. It highlighted the need for airlines to go beyond just checking boxes and following procedures. They needed to create a culture where safety was truly paramount at every level of the organization.
It makes you wonder how often this happens in other industries, too.
It's a question worth asking. Think about healthcare, construction, manufacturing, anywhere human actions can have major consequences. The lessons from Flight 2574 have implications far beyond aviation. It's about recognizing that safety isn't someone else's problem. It's a collective responsibility.
This deep dive has been eye-opening. Before we wrap up, I have one last question. What happened to Continental Express after all of this?
Well, they couldn't exactly ignore an accident of this magnitude, especially with such a damning report from the NTSB. They implemented a number of changes, revised their maintenance procedures, enhanced their training programs, and made a concerted effort to improve their safety culture.
So they took it seriously.
They had to. The flying public lost trust of them, and they knew they needed to make significant changes to regain that trust. The accident became a defining moment for the airline, forcing them to confront their shortcomings and prioritize safety in a way they hadn't before. It's a reminder that even in the wake of tragedy, there's always an opportunity for learning and growth.
You know, it's easy to hear a story like this and think, well, that's aviation. It doesn't really apply to me. But this idea of normalization of deviance, it's everywhere. We all cut corners sometimes.
It's true. But the key takeaway here is to be mindful of those shortcuts, especially when the stakes are high. Ask yourself, is this really the safest way to do things? And if it's not, speak up. You might just prevent the next shift change tragedy.
That's a powerful message to end on. This deep dive has been a stark reminder that safety is everyone's responsibility in the air and on the ground. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay safe.